This is Space Like Adventure, a Sounds Like Adventure actual play all about a ragtag group of misfits overcoming their corporate overlords in the Expanse. Hey there. It's another episode of Space Like Adventure. It's me, Jack. How you going? Well, hey, here we are. We're back. And we're finally doing it. We are actually playing the Expanse RPG. You've stuck with us for a whole bunch of bonus episodes. We've done interviews. We've done lore dumps. We've done recaps. We've done everything that you can think of except play a tabletop RPG. So here we are to do it. We're back. And I'm so excited. So if you missed the last episode, we officially announced the launch date for the Space Like Adventure live stream. We are going live for the very first time on Thursday, the 25th of July. But we can't keep you waiting that long without any actual play. So over the next 5 weeks, we are going to have five very special episodes where we take a deep dive with each of these new characters. We're going to go back to an important moment in their backstory and relive something that leads into the campaign. And today we're going to kick it off with our first player. We're joined by Jazzy, aka Pippin Punk, and we're going to hear all about her character, Shrike. But before we get into it, this is Sounds Like Adventure, so we've got to tell you what's going to happen. Let's do a little Expanse RPG 101. So the Expanse RPG is a totally different system than D&D, so it has some totally different mechanics. But for today, we're going to keep it really simple and we're going to focus mostly on the story. There's going to be a few roles and they're going to sound a lot like ability checks in Dungeons & Dragons, but they use some slightly different names and language. So they call them ability tests, and instead of having difficulty classes, they have target numbers. So you'll hear me using that language instead of the standard D&D talk. So that's all you really need to know in terms of differences for this episode, but you'll learn a lot more about this system as we go on. But hey, with all that in mind, let's dive in to the first episode of Space Like Adventure. Silent and serene, the vast expanse of space is momentarily disturbed by the graceful glide of an ice hauler. Its silhouette cutting a stark contrast against the star-studded black canvas. As it drifts closer, something massive looms into view, eclipsing stars as it passes. A colossal structure slowly revealing itself to be the mighty Tycho Station. The hauler approaches the station. Its holds heavy with ice harvested from the rings of Saturn. The hauler slowly rotates and aligns itself with Tycho's spinning form, the many rings that remain in constant motion to create gravity in the void. Engines fire in brief, controlled bursts as the ship eases into the station. The hauler is enveloped in shadow as it enters and slowly touches down in a hangar bay. In the brief moment before the ship's doors open and the crew spills out into Tycho Station, our attention is drawn to a maintenance corridor. Inside, the dim red lights illuminate a tall belter who is standing there and intently listening. Jazzy, why don't you introduce your character to us?
Okay. Before you stands Shrike Lucero, or Sasha Lucero. She is a belter. She is around 6'7". She has choppy hair with blue streaks in it. And yeah, she's here.
Well, you're standing there in that corridor because you are there to play Void Tag, is what you're there to do.
Oh, that is true. Void Tag.
So this is the latest craze sweeping through Tycho Station, and the goal of this game is simple. Sneak onto a recently docked ship, make your way to a secure location, and record a personalized message. So you've got some time, you're waiting around for this crew to leave. What is going through your head? Why do you think, Shrek, you have decided to do this? What has motivated you to make the decision to play some Void Tech?
I think normally Shrek would never want to do this. She wouldn't want to be here. She hates people. But she really wants to impress the people around her age. She doesn't really hang out with people around her age, not like in the area where she lives. So she just really wants to impress them, even if it could get her in some trouble.
Well, yeah, you're in this sort of like maintenance corridor, so it's not one of the main entryways. So no one can see you where they are, because if someone did see you, it would be definitely conspicuous that a 6'7" belter is just standing there. And that's not a strange height for a belter as well. I should mention, like, 6'7" is reasonably normal. And that's a good question, actually. Like, how does Shrike sort of feel about her height? Like, does she draw herself up to her full height? Is she more of a sloucher?
Oh, she's definitely a sloucher. I think one of the things she's definitely not secure about is being tall and also lanky. So she kind of like slouches herself. She wears baggy clothes all the time. She doesn't want anyone to notice her size.
So you're there in the maintenance corridor, slouching away, trying to remain hidden, probably slouching a bit more than usual. And watching as each member of the crew disembarks, and gradually the noise diminishes, the laughter and the chatter starts fading away, and there's just a hush that hangs over the hangar. So you wait in the shadows for a few moments, you count the minutes, waiting for any stragglers. No one comes, and finally the ship sits there, silent, the hangar empty. What do you do?
Could I go and just try to see the actual ship and see if there's anyone in the general area?
So, yeah, give me a perception test here.
Perception plus 2, that's nice. 9?
Yeah, with a 9, you would definitely be able to see that there isn't anyone, like, around or anything like that. I don't think you'd be able to see anything else, though.
Great. I think what Shrike would do next is just, what's the best way for her to get on that ship?
So from that perception test that you just made, you don't notice any, like, hatches or maintenance doors or anything like that you could open up. But you do notice that, like, you know, the ship's just been, like, disembarked from. People will need to re-embark at some point, so the main entryway, like, the ramp is down. You just have to walk up and go in, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, that seems a bit too obvious, but I think Shrek wants the easy way out of this. I guess she's going for it.
So she opens the maintenance door, and you're in the hangar. There's, like, some boxes to navigate around and then make your way up the ramp. How does that look?
I want to say she's using the boxes around her to, like, hide behind, like, spy movie style. She's, like, looking around left, right, going towards the next box, looks around left, right, darts to the next one, and hopefully makes it to the entry, but...
Why don't you give me a stealth test, then? Let's just see what you get on this as well.
That is a 12.
Nice. That was the target number that I had in mind for that, so well done. You blend with the cover and you smoothly move through this area and make your way up the entrance ramp, looking very stealthily for a 6'7" person. Well done. Great. So you make your way up, and do you sort of just make your way in? The door is open.
I guess so. She's just like, I want to get this over with. I just want to get the tag over so I can leave.
So the ship's interior is dim. With the crew heading off, they've turned off the main lights and they're using the red emergency lights that you were seeing before in the maintenance corridor. And you're sort of thinking, you've been thinking about where you want to go in this ship. You've been watching the feeds of all the taggers, and you know that everyone is drawn to, like, the ops bridge. That's where everybody goes. It's where the action is, right? But, you know... Sasha, Shrike, you're not everyone, right? So you decided weeks ago that you were going to go to the machine shop. So you look up, you see the directions to the machine shop on the wall. What do you do?
Cool. I guess I'll just follow it. She wants to get this done.
What's her state of mind at this point as she's heading along here?
Honestly, she's kind of relieved that no one like caught her this far ahead, but also she's like sort of pumped. She's like feeling the adrenaline. She's like, oh, I did this and no one caught me, so maybe I'll get away with this.
Yeah, you're on board. You've just got to make it to the place. So corridors, they're just silent. The usual hum of life in a ship like this is absent with the crew gone. You walk past the empty galley. You can sort of like get a lingering scent of coffee as you go past. Probably the only thing that's pointing out like recent life to you. As you walk through the ship, you can feel the hum of the reactor growing stronger as you head towards the machine shop. And after some time, you find yourself at the opening in the hallway. It's not really a door. It's just sort of like an opening that leads into the machine shop. It says machine shop above.
She made it. Wow. Good for her. I think she's just gonna go in.
So it's got that kind of like lived-in feel in there. There's like tools scattered about, smell of grease, metal. You know, there was like the security lights before in here. They mustn't have been able to turn this light off. The main light's still burning. There's like a warm glow over workbenches. You can see like there's a wrench been left on a console. Looks like some type of repair that somebody just got sick of doing and just left.
Fair enough.
So you've made it. You're probably like, oh man, hard part's over. Got in here.
Yeah.
Now to set up the camera.
Oh God, yay.
I know I'm going to need tests on this. So okay. I want a flat dexterity, but first I want a willpower test here to determine your state of mind at this point. So once again, no target number on this. I'm not even going to have a secret one. I just want to see what you get, and then that's going to determine where you're at, essentially.
Okay, let's roll that. She got an 11.
Pretty level head, considering. Okay. I think you're probably like... Hard part's over. Okay, I'm in here. Let's go.
Okay.
So now let's get that dexterity test on this one.
Cool. All right. Okay, another 11.
Another acceptable roll. Yeah. Well done. Playing it safe here and doing well. So basically, you managed to keep your head and you get it all set up, but you're like... The heart is racing a little bit. Like you're like, yeah, I know how to do this. I get this and get the tripod out. But if you were doing it in your room by yourself, you would have done it a little bit quicker type of thing. It's one of those situations. But you get it done and you're ready to go. You're all set up and you put yourself in the center of the frame.
What do I say? I think when she realized that like she was stuttering, she's like, oh, I have to edit that out later. And she kind of looks around and she grabs, is there like any sort of wrench near her?
There was the one that was doing the repair before, so you go grab that.
She's yanking that. She's like, oh, sucks for them. She grabs that and goes back into frame and she goes, blink and you'll miss me. And she kind of waves the wrench and then kind of tosses it off the frame. And she kind of cringes. It's just like, that was so lame.
So you're expecting to hear it hit the ground and clatter away, but you don't hear that.
Oh.
What you hear is some footsteps.
Okay.
As someone walks up to you and says, well, 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 what do we have here?
She freezes and she looks and is like, what? Oh no, sorry, I must have just stumbled here. Who are
stumbled,
you?
Stumbled, eh? You've been stumbling. You stumbled a long way, I must say.
Oh yeah, definitely. Strange, isn't it?
I think we got us a little stowaway right here. You want to come with us, do you? Out to the rings.
I'd rather not. I feel like that's kidnapping over my...
Well, that's what it must be. You're right here in our ship.
No.
In my ship, I should say.
Oh, Is that right?
I don't want to have to put you through the airlock or anything like that. I don't want to put you out in space out there. Is that where you want to go? You want to go in space, do you?
I mean, that would not be preferred.
What would you prefer? You here on my ship? The whole crew's gone. It's just me. I don't go nowhere. I stay here all the time. And you're throwing my wrench around. I was just doing repairs. You see, it was mid-repair.
Was that you? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you see the light was on?
No.
No. All right. No. Good one. How'd you get in here? What happened?
The door was open.
The door was open.
I don't know what to tell you. Hey, look, man, I can just leave and this never happened. You know, I can turn... You can keep it if you want, you know.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
But that airlock situation, it's starting to sound pretty good to me.
No, I feel like... could you live with that? I'm like 16, man.
Yeah, you know. I live with a lot, you know. I made a lot of choices in my life. I think I could handle it.
Oh.
Or I could just, like, take you down to the station security. Let them deal with you, too. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I would rather you throw me out the airlock, actually.
But I must say, I'm just kind of impressive that you got in here. I'm kind of impressed. Really, the door just opened?
I mean, yeah, actually.
Yeah, but how'd you get in the hangar?
I walked.
You walked? They would have seen you. He's hiding? Where are you hiding?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that.
Look, you're not in a position not to tell me nothing right now. Come on. Hey, where are you hiding? Tell me.
Behind the box.
Behind the...
You have a lot of boxes out there, baby.
I think you was in the maintenance corridor, weren't you?
No.
You was in... How'd you get in the maintenance corridor?
And he's not really looking for an answer from you at this point. He's sort of just, like, thinking. He's like,
this little tricky little belter's gone got in the maintenance corridor and got up on my ship trucking these wrenches around. What's going on here?
He's kind of bemused by this whole thing. Like, he's talking about putting you in the airlock, but you don't think he actually wants to put you in the airlock.
Great.
Feels like he's just trying to scare you a little bit.
She is so scared. She doesn't want to be here. This is the consequences of her actions. Let her go.
Come with me for a second. And he takes you over to where he was repairing something before. And he gives you the wrench. And he goes, get out of turn for us.
I don't know how to use this.
It's fine. It's not that hard. Just give it a go.
Okay. And she has a go at it, I guess.
He just starts guiding you through the process of, like, repairing, completing this repair that he was doing. And he's just sort of, like, picking your brain a little bit and trying to, like, figure out who you are. And then you sort of come to the end of this repair. And then he goes,
well, I think I got a little deal for you. So you snuck here aboard my ship trying to make a little video, try and be cool with all the kids out there, I see. I know how it is. And look, the way I see it, I only really have one choice. And that's take you down to station security and just let them straighten you out. I think, you know, a couple of years locked up, that might do you good. Or... Oh. Or... You could apprentice to me.
Apprentice.
Join this here crew. I figure you sneak all the way up on this ship. You took my direction pretty well on that repair there. You might be pretty handy around here. I could use a little tall, skinny belter like you on the crew. What do you say there, Koyo?
And I feel like she's like super stunned by that. She kind of like stares at him and she goes, are you sure? I'm not exactly like, I've never had a proper job before, not like this. I mean, not any repairs. I mean, I would love to, but also, are you sure?
Yeah, why the hell not? You snuck up on this ship. You made it in here, and it's my ship. I've been on this ship for a long time. I used it. Someone step on this ship, I hear him straight away. But you got all the way into the dang old machine shop. You didn't throw that wrench? Oh, nah, I saw you filming that stupid-ass video. But anyway.
It was pretty stupid.
God. Look, I even let you keep the goddamn video, show it out to your friends. But you gotta apprentice to the crew.
Okay. I mean, if you will have me, I will definitely take it. But I'm very grateful. Thank you. What is your name?
Savine's my name. And what's your name again there, Koyo?
You can call me Shrike if you want.
Puts his hand out.
And she takes his hand and she shakes it.
He goes, "All right there, Shrike. Welcome aboard. We got work to do." And he hands you a mop.
She hands him a mop. Oh my god. She takes it.
Yes, we're back. It's been way, way too long. It's just fun to play tabletop games, guys. And it's even more fun to make Sounds Like Adventure for all of you. Thanks for tuning in for the first episode of Season 3. And I want to let you know that a lot of the music in this episode was inspired by a playlist that Jazzy made all for Shrike. And let me tell you, if you're like me, you are going to be shocked and delighted at the amount of classic rock on this playlist. So check the show notes, the playlist is down there. But hey, don't forget, next week we're back for another one of these episodes featuring another amazing character. But in the meantime, I'll catch you in the next episode of Space Like Adventure.